second day of Pesach until the 16th day of Nisan. So we darshin ad itzu mishra yoyim. You have to wait till the day really comes. Ovaito kesavri also holds ad viad bichlal. Since the Torah says an extra word of ad etzem ayim azeh, what does the word ad until means? Including that day. In other words, you have to wait until that whole day went by. So you can't eat chodesh that day until the whole day passed by. Shrashi kol ayim kori etzem ayim. Uksavri ad viad bichlal. Fledorish ad v'lo yad bichlal atiru b'hayim mizruch. He doesn't dash in that way. Rather, dash in ad v'yad b'chlal. So that's what Rav Nachman said, that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai also meant to say, midiyaraisa, you're not allowed to eat this chodesh the whole 16th day. For the Gemara, mi sobele kavosi, is it true that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rav Yehuda are both saying the same shito? For a mislag polis, we learn olay. Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai in the braisa. The Tanan, or the Mishnah, is now, we learn like this in the Gemara in the Mishnah in Menachos. Mishechorav Beis Hamidish. After the Beis Hamidish was Chorav, Hiskin Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai made a takona. Sheyehayim Haneif Kulo Yosef. That this 16th day of Nisan, the day they're supposed to make the tenu for the picking up of the Yomer, the whole day is Osir. So Osir Ki Chodesh that whole day. Now Omar Lai Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argued back on Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. V'haloi Minatayruhu Osir. You should know it's not only Yosef like you're saying Al Tatakona or Drabonin de Kalocha. I hold it's also Midiraisi now let eat Chodesh that whole day. So you see if the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Hayoim Hazeh, until this 16th day. And we dash in Ad Itzumoy Shayoim, until that whole day went by, like Ad Yad Bechlal. So here you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda's argument on Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. So here Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai is saying according to the Drabonin. So how could Rav Nachman say that Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda both saying the same Shita? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekotoi. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake in Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. Hu sava midrabonin kama. Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai meant to say it's only midrabonin. And that's why he asked him that it's also midiraisa. But really, really the Gemara says, Veloyi, it's not right. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Midiraisa kama. Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai, like Rabbi Nachman says, meant to say it's mamish midiraisa. You're not allowed to eat chodesh the whole 16th day. For the Gemara v'ho hiskin kama. I Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai said a lashon of hiskin is mashu mega takonim of the rabbonin. And the Gemara, my hiskin dorash for hiskin. It means the rabbonin went to dash in the Torah. Doesn't say clearly the whole 16th day is osir. Torah just says ad etzem ayim hazeh. He made this drasha means hiskin to dash in this way. So Rashi says, look, Rashi says lefi shayirigilim lechol chodesh mechatzais. Since they were used to eating chodesh by chatzais ayim when they had the base of migdish when they brought the korban einer is melal. They had to make a tekona now to say after the Churban Abayis, you should know that even though it's midiraisa, but it's possible to say lashon of hiskin. They made a tekona to teach us that we have to stop eating the chodesh now after chatzeis hayom, and we have to wait until the whole day went by. But in the chnami, that's the deraisa de kalocha, like Rav Nachman says, pshat in Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. Mishnah Vayta. Yom Tov HaRishon Shochag, the first day of Sukkot, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. And the law is, Bizman we had the Beis Hamikdash, they were allowed to use the mitzvah lulav on Shabbos. If the first day Sukkot, which is Midiraisa, comes out on Shabbos, there's the mitzvah to use the lulav, the Dalad Minim, on Shabbos also. You're not allowed to carry it outside, but I call upon him, there's the mitzvah to use the lulav on Shabbos also. It's only now, Bizman is there, there's no Beis Hamikdash, that the Rabbanon took away the whole mitzvah on Shabbos. But Bizman, we had the Beis Hamikdash, there was the mitzvah to shake lulav on Shabbos also, the first day Yom Tov became out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shochag, Shochag Liyos B'Shabbos, is Kola Om Moilichen Et Lulvehem LeBeis HaKnesses. Everybody used to bring the lulav to shul on Friday before Shabbos, because you can't carry on Shabbos. And the Mochras on Shabbos, the next morning, Mashkimin Uvoyin Kolechot Viechot. They used to come early to Shul, and every single one was the Makir Esheloi. He would recognize which one belongs to him, the Naitloi, and take his own to use his own, all Lulav and Esrig. Why? Mithnei Shomru Chachom, because Chachom told us, as Midiraisa this is, but they explained it to us, that Ein Adam Yoitse Yidei Chavosa B'Yom Tov HaRishon B'Lulav HaShachavayroi. On the first day of Sukkot, as Midiraisa, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah with your friend's lulav esrig. You have to bedavka use your own lulav esrig. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Lokachtem lochem by Yom Harishon. You have to take your own, it has to belong to you. Mashenkein b'shar yimoy sechag, the rest of the days of Sukkis is Adam Yaitzei Dechavosev L'lovay Shechaveroi. The rest of the days of Sukkis, that's only Midrabonin, then we don't need the pshat from Lochem, then you could be Yaitzei even if you borrow the lulav from your friend. Rabbi Yaitzei, Rabbi Yaitzei says, Yom Tev Harishon Shechag, the first day of Sukkis, Shechal Yaitzei b'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. So it's saying that even though there's a mitzvah to take the lulav, but you're not allowed to carry the lulav out on Shabbos. What's going to be v'shochach v'hoitzi es ha-lulav l'rishus rabim? Somebody forgot that today was Shabbos, and he carried out his lulav into the rishus rabim. So even though on a regular Shabbos, if you do a melacha like this b'shogeg, yichai b'chatis, you should know here potter. On this Shabbos, you potter from this ma'aseh hoitzah. Mifnei shoitzim b'rishus, because you took it out b'rishus. So Rashi learns b'rishus, what permission means, as you thought you're doing a mitzvah now, and you're worried about doing the mitzvah, so therefore you're potter from a korban. You only chayiv a korban if you're not doing the oisek and worrying about doing your mitzvah. But in the case we do the avera, and you're worried, you're thinking you're doing a mitzvah, that's called that you toy b'dvan mitzvah, then you're potter from koros. Right, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So Gemara says, first of all, minohani mili, how do we know this, that you have to be yetzer to the lulav with your own lulav the first day? The Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. The Pesuk says, "Ulakachtem shetehelekicha biyad kolecha biyechad." That everybody has to hold the lulav by himself. One person can't be moitzi everybody else. Everybody has to hold the lulav by himself. And lochem, what does lochem mean? Mishel lochem, that has to belong to you. Yes, so lochem and mishel lochem means lohoitzi yes hashol v'yes hagozel. That you can't borrow the lulav from somebody else, or you can't steal it from somebody else. It has to be lochem. It has to belong to you. Mikan, from here, from this pasuk, Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim teach us, Terei Nodem Yoytze Yedei Chavosa B'yom Tefarishoin Shechag B'lulav Shechaveroi. On the first day of Sukkot, that's Midiraisa, take the lulav outside the base of Midish, you can't be Yoytze the mitzvah unless it belongs to you. Elim came Nosun Lebe Matono. Unless the other Yoytze is, if you want to borrow it from your friend, you have to make sure he gives it to you for a present. If he gives it to you for a present, like we'll soon see, even a Matono, Manas Lahachzer, it's called a maton, and then you get to the mitzvah. Or ma'aseh, there was a case for Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for Rabbi Akiva. Show your boy in Basrina. There were once all four traveling on the ship. For Lehoy Lulav El Rabbi Gamliel, Bilvad. He was the only one that had the lulav, had the dollar minim. And Shelok Chubiel of Zuz. He even went to spend $1,000 to buy it. Now not Lulav Rabbi Gamliel v'yotzebo. The first thing, Rabbi Gamliel took the yesod and lulav, and he was mekayim the mitzvah. Then, v'nos nul Rabbi Yeshua b'matona. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua for a present to be mekayim the mitzvah. Not lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua took it, v'yatzebo, and he did the mitzvah with it. V'nos nul Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. He right away gave it over for matona to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin. Aye, how could they do it? It still really belongs to Rabbi Gamliel, and he gave it over for matona. And the Gemara at the end comes out, this was a matona amanas lahachzir. And Rabbi Gamliel gave it over to Rabbi Yeshua for a present only if he gives it back to him. So the bottom trace talks out that about it they all knew that Rabbi Gamliel meant this. Rabbi Gamliel meant that one should give it over to the other one, as long as he gets it back at the end. So each one gave it to the other one, but there was a matana present, so at the time when they had it, it's called theirs, they own it, because they have a Kenyan matana in it. Now, not only Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua took it, the Yotzeb of Anosan Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the matana. For present, not lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he picked it up. The yotzer boy, and he was mekayim the mitzvah with it. The nosnu b'matan lo Rabbi Akiva, he now gave it over for a present to Rabbi Akiva. Not lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva picked it up. The yotzer boy did the mitzvah with it. The hachziru lo Rabbi Gamliel, and he gave back the yesrig and lulav back to Rabbi Gamliel. So Gemara explains now, lo muli lemeim hachziru. Why do we have to say he gave it back? Like the Chur, we're talking about some a regular present, even though I gave it to you to keep. So why do you have to say Amanas Lahachzer here? So Gemara says the Milsag Avrucha Kamashlon. The Brisa wants to teach us another halacha here. That the halacha is Matona Amanas Lahachzer Shemo Matona. If I give you a present and I make a condition only if you give it back to me later, so it's called the Matona at the time when you have it, it's called yours. And later when you give it back to me, it becomes mine later. But at the time when you had it, it's called yours. Kiho de Yom Rob, like Robert says, if somebody says Holocha Esrik there, I'm giving you this esrog to be yetzer the mitzvah with, al manas shetachziru li, al manas on the condition that you give it back to me later. So notl, if you take it, b'yotzer, when you did the mitzvah with it, Herziroi yotz, if you give the yesuk back later, so then you're mekayim that tonight you did the condition, then at the time when you had it, it was considered yours. So you're mekayim the mitzvah. What about loy herziru, if you don't return it to me later? The din is loy yotz, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. This is the case, the chiddush of matana manas lachzir, that's called shumah matana. Now, midiraisa, it has to be yours the first day. The second day already doesn't have to be yours, because it's only midirabonim. However, we said that b'zman is there now like in chutz loritz, that we keep 2 days yomtif, so our second day yomtif also has this chaymer, because it's a slake of the yomim, maybe really it's the first day, but the lulav and esrog also has to belong to you. Therefore, after you use the esrog and lulav on the first day of yomtif, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if your friend wants to take it from you, you have to give it to him for matana for present, but you can't just give it to him for present, because you want to be yotze tomorrow, you want it to belong to you still, in order to mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow also. So you have to give it to him with the matana of a nasla hafter. I'm letting you use my esrog and lulav to do the mitzvah, but as soon as you get finished, I want to get it back. I want it to belong to me again so I can do the mitzvah tomorrow. Now this is very good when we're talking about gedolim. If one god, one older person gives it to another older person, I could be matni it to you, I'll give it to you for present, and then when you get finished, you matni give it back to me. Meshenken, the question is about a katan. Amo, when you want to give your own small children to use the lulav and esrog, after you did the mitzvah, you let them shake the lulav and esrog on the first day yomtiv. So now the mitzvah's chinuch is, like a mitzvah deraisa, you have to make sure it belongs to them. If it doesn't belong to them, they're not makayim the mitzvah. That's not called mitzvah's chinuch even. So here you have to give it to your child with a matana that it belongs to him. Now we hold the deraisa, das tacheres makna helps. When you makna your lulav and esrog to your child, he's kinder, it belongs to him. But the question is later though, he doesn't have the power to give it back to you. Because a cotton can't be makna back to you. So it's a question, how do you get the yesrog back to belong to you? Alright, turn over. Elamai, you don't want to give it to your son for matana manas l'hachter. You just want to let him use it for the mitzvah. That's no good, though, we're saying. Because the mitzvah chinuch has to be that it has to belong to him. So there's a little bit of a question, how do we get the cotton tone the lulav for the first day and he can still have a power to give it back to you? However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rasham Shita to learn that for the mitzvah chinuch it's enough to let your child hold the lulav even though he's not kainet. Even though it's only borrowed, he could be mekayim the mitzvah chinuch this way. So either the answer is people buy their own chinuch esrogim to give their children, they should use their own lulav esrog takam, or if not, the churi kibasamach, the Mishnah Berurah says that we give it to them even though it really still belongs to us. But really to be makner to them, manasa, they have to give it back to us. Since they can't give it back to us, that's not called a good kinyan, and if we really are makner to them, we won't get it back anymore, so we won't be able to make the mitzvah the next day. Therefore, the best answer is like not to have das to be makner to him, but rather just to hold that you could be mekayim the mitzvah chinuch just by letting him use shol even the first day, or else to buy your children their own lulav yesrog. Verses weiter. What do we have to say the case here that he bought it for $1,000? How chaviv, how dear, how much they love to do the mitzvahs, that he spent even $1,000 on it. My father used to daven Shimon Esrei on Sukkis, holding his lulav. That's how much he loved the lulav, even while he was davening, he used to hold on to it. For the more mitzvah, you have a kasher on this. The locher is, you're not allowed to hold a tefillin in your hand. If you're wearing them, good. But if you're not wearing them, just hold them, you're not allowed to. To say for Torah Bechek, hold the Sefer Torah in your knees. For your spalim, the Davin Shimon Esrei. Because we're afraid that maybe it's going to fall out of your hand. So you have to think about it the whole time. And you're not going to be able to concentrate to have kavanah during Shimon Esrei. So you're also, how could you Davin Shimon Esrei when you're holding your lulav? Why aren't you afraid? Like you should be afraid, you're worried too much, that maybe you fall out of your hands. For lo yashtin ben, you can't be mashti, you can't let out meraglayim. For lo yishin ben, you can't sleep. Lo shinas kvav, lo shinas arai. Not a small sleep, not a big sleep. You can't when you're holding these things. It's also afraid maybe you fall out of your hands. V'yom Shmuel, Shmuel says sakin. If you're holding a knife, or kara, a plate that has food on it, kikar and bread, umoyas and money, harelu kiyetzah ben, these things also you're not allowed to daven Shimon Esrei when you're holding these things. Also, it bothers you, you're worried that maybe you'll drop it. So where it says, hosom lav mitzvah ninu, all these other things, you're not doing a mitzvah, you're actually holding it. Therefore, the Torah bull, since you worry that maybe you fall down, it'll stop your kabbonah from the mitzvah of davening. You shouldn't hold it when you're davening. Abahoch, when you're holding the lulav, mitzvah ninu. It's a mitzvah what you're doing right now. The actual holding of the lulav, even though you were makayim the mitzvah already, but say the kol zman you're holding, it's also a chilek of the mitzvah. At least you're doing the maisa mitzvah. For the Torah bull, therefore it's not called you're really worried about the mitzvah, but rather we say, Rashi says, "Hochin tolos lekachos a mitzvah, or mitzvah shechaviva mitzvah lov ein masor or shimura kovel lov leitorid." It's not called you're worried about it, like you feel so happy you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah now. So it's not called here that doesn't take away kavana from davening. The Ritva learns here that avada. Really, the question is, what do you mean by holding the lulav still? Since it's a mitzvah, you're worried maybe you fall down. It also take away from the kavana. So he learns the pshat is that since true, it'll take away a little bit the kavanah of davening, but since what you're holding now is the chavivas ha-mitzvah, you love to do the mitzvah, so by loving to do mitzvah, you remind yourself that you're supposed to do the mitzvah now of davening also. So you'll remind yourself to have kavanah when you're davening. So therefore here, since it's a mitzvah and shows the chavivah, the love of the mitzvah, we're not afraid it'll stop you from davening the kavanah adarabah. It will help you daven the kavanah. Says Vaita. Tanya. This was the meaning of the people in Yerushalayim. People went out of the house in the morning on Sukkot and had the lulav in their hands. They went to shul in the morning, they were still holding the lulav in their hand. When they said Kriya Shema, they said Tefillah, they were still holding the lulav in their hand. They got an aliyah. Well, they also had to make lila, Rashi says. So they can't hold the lulav in their hands anymore. Or else, when Noisias Kappa of the Kohen went to Duchin, Manicha Agave Karka, he put it down there on the floor, the lulav. Hoylech, Levake Cholim, let's say he went to Levake Cholim, on Cholomoid, or Lenachem Avelim, to Menachem Ovel, even though you don't have Avelis on Yom Tif, but still, somebody's Mishpacha, somebody died, even though he doesn't have Avelis, but there's still a mitzvah, if you're Menachem, you still make him feel good. So, Lulav Ibiyod, when they went on Sukkis, they took the lulav with them. Nichnas le beis medrash. When he went to learn, though, then he needs complete concentration. He can't hold his lulav. Then mishagel lulavoi biyad benoi biyad avde biyad shluchoi. Then he sent his lulav home with his son or with his eved or with his shliach. The more Michael Marshall, what's the chiddush of these things? Leadiach to teach us kamohoy yizrizin ba mitzvus. How zorus, how careful they were, how much he meant to them to do the mitzvus, that they kept on holding the chetz of the mitzvah for a long time after that. And the base year, me yom tif, or me rabbi, lo yishon emolish, lo yotze boy. Alright, I will stop here. Continue on this next tape. You hold enough mem days, we're holding. Enough mem days. We'll start again. We learned, we'll start over again. This was Rabbi Yosi Yomer, that Yom Tov, if the first day Yom Tov of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we said this man that was the Beis Hamikdash, they used to use the lulav on Shabbos. It was a mitzvah to take the lulav on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos, but you're allowed to shake the lulav. There's a mitzvah to take the lulav even on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah said a chiddush. What's going to be if the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos? There's a mitzvah to take the lulav, but you're not allowed to carry it outside. Let's say b'shogeg, you made a mistake and you carried it outside. So really, on Shabbos, you should be chayav chatis. You did a malach, you carried it outside to Rishus HaRabim. You should be chayav a korban chatis. If your Yosef says in the Mishnah, no, you're potter. Since you're Isaac in a mitzvah, hey, since you think you're doing a mitzvah, like you're worrying about doing a mitzvah, so if you made a mistake and carry it outside, you're potter from the chayav chatis. That was his chiddush in the Mishnah. Tomorrow says, no, Rabbi, Abaye said like this.